It was the middle of the 19th century. Two German philosophers living in England were trying to formulate an ideology that would rock the world. The first time they revealed their ideas was in the Communist Manifesto, which had been published some time before. One of these two philosophers was Karl Heinrich Marx, the other, Friedrich Engels. These two believed in a philosophy known as materialism. Which claims that nothing exists apart from matter. Actually, materialism was an ancient dogma which had been put forward by the Greek thinker Democritus. During the French Revolution, however, a number of European thinkers took materialism back off the shelf, dusted it off, and began to propagate it again. Their aim was to do away with religious beliefs. And materialism was the only philosophy they could put up against religion. While supporting materialism on the one hand, Marx and Engels turned to a method known as dialectics, which claimed that conflict was the basic law of nature. For that reason, their theories came to be called dialectical materialism. Dialectics was a hypothesis maintaining that all development in the universe comes about as a result of conflict. The two philosophers attempted to interpret the history of the world in terms of dialectical materialism. Marx wrote books on history and economics, attempting to make these conform to that dogma, and Engels did the same for science and philosophy. Furthermore, Marx tried to see into the future. In his view, the industrialized nations of Europe would shortly undergo bloody revolutions as a result of the dialectical principle of conflict. The working class, oppressed by the capitalists, would rise up and seize power, after which a communist system would be established. The concepts of religion, morality, and the family would have no place in this communist society. Marx and Engels were faced with a major difficulty, however. They viewed human history through the lens of dialectical materialism, even if they had to distort that history in the process. But what about natural history? How had living things come into existence? There simply had to be a materialistic answer to that important question. That answer was provided by another ideologue, again living in England at the time. As the Royal Navy vessel, the Beagle, crossed the Atlantic Ocean on its voyage of discovery, it carried a young researcher on board. Charles Robert Darwin. After the long voyage on that ship, he returned to London in 1836. He spent the rest of his life trying to formulate a theory to explain how living things came into being. Darwin unveiled his theory in The Origin of Species, published in 1859. In it, he maintained that living things came into being in just the same way that materialist philosophy claimed. In other words, by a series of coincidences. What is more, he proposed that these coincidences work by means of conflict, as dialectic. In short, Darwin adopted nature to dialectical materialism. Darwin's theory had no scientific foundation. That is why prominent scientists of the time refused to take him seriously. apart from two people, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. Just 1 month after the publication of The Origin of Species on December 12, 1859, Engels began a letter to Marx with the words, "Darwin, whom I am just now reading, is splendid." A letter from Marx to Engels shared the same excitement. "These last few weeks I have read all sorts of things, among others, Darwin's book of natural selection. This is the book which contains the basis in natural history for our view." The relationship between Darwinism and Marxism grew even stronger. Marxists adopted the theory of evolution as their own scientific foundation. These duly spread under the influence of Darwinism. The books of Marx and Darwin appeared together in communist posters of the time. The Franco-Prussian War of 1871 allowed for the first experiment in the revolution Marx had dreamed of. France was defeated and the imperial administration overthrown, leaving a power vacuum. The Marxists seized their opportunity. Together with other small socialist groups, they provoked an uprising in the capital, Paris, and established a commune, an administration based on communist principles. Under the new regime, Paris turned into a city of terror. Churches and government buildings were torn apart. Men of religion were shot by the communards. The streets were filled with barricades. The commune was finally suppressed by government troops that entered Paris after lengthy fighting. The first experiment in communism had left 18,000 dead behind it. Yet, how was it that Karl Marx's theories were able to spread so quickly? The answer to that question was provided by the famous German scientist Rudolf Virchow. At a Congress of Naturalists, Virchow took the floor to warn those biologists who supported Darwinism. "Be careful of this theory, for this theory is very nearly related to the theory that caused so much dread in our neighboring country." Virchow was right. Darwin's theory of evolution was of great importance in the spread of Marxism among Western intellectuals. The theory portrayed human beings as a species of animal, claimed that they would develop by means of conflict, and most important of all, denied the idea of creation. These three great errors formed the basis of Marxism. The first of the communist revolutions built on that foundation was to take place in Russia.